degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center Time, 751. Joined now on the line now by State Representative Livvy Florin, 149th House District. Good morning, Representative Florin. Welcome. How are you? Happy New Year.
I am fine. Happy New Year to you too, Tony.
All right. Yesterday was, of course, the big day. First of all, this—you've been, as the saying goes—you've been to this rodeo a few times, but I mean, do you still get that feeling like opening day in baseball? Still the same.
I know when that first pitch is thrown out, you just want to stand up and cheer. I still feel that way.
All right, Greg, what were your thoughts about the proceedings yesterday and about what Governor Lamont had to say?
Well, you know, it was obviously a day of great pomp and protocol, but we had parades and we had cannons and we had speeches and flyovers, but it was also a very, I thought, serious day on one of promise and one of pragmatism.
All right.
I thought Ned set a really, really good tone. He wants to be bipartisan, and he is a good, good listener.
And that's an interesting thing, seeing as, with a Democratic governor, Democrats in control in the House and Senate, I suppose he didn't have to be, right?
No, he didn't. But that's just not his style, and I've known him for years. He's one of my constituents, and he is an honest broker. I really think he is, and his heart's in the right place, and he's very, very smart. And so far, so good about the commissioners and staff people he has chosen. I don't think there's a bad one in the bunch, and they're experienced and outstanding, I believe. You know, we've got 35 new members in the House. That's 20% of our chamber. So it's going to be a challenge to get all those folks up to speed. And I think a lot of the new people came in with a very narrow agenda, good or bad. They want paid family leave. They're very much in support of tolls, and they want the minimum wage to go to $15. Now, these are all, you know, valid discussions to have, but I just hope we're not going to see people dig in their heels and not be willing to negotiate and to talk.
All right. Let's before we get to some of those issues, let's talk about. I don't know if we mentioned this last month. Your committee assignments.
Oh, I remain on insurance and real estate, and I am ranking member of bonding, and I sit on finance, revenue, and bonding.
Okay, so then what would your priorities be then heading into the new session?
Well, first of all, a balanced budget, and my main responsibility is bonding, and we need to fulfill the obligations to move the state forward, but keep under the bonding cap of $1.9 billion. And I know we can do that. We've done it for years. But what people, you know, don't realize that half of our state budget of $40 billion is baked in with Medicaid costs, pension obligations, and debt service. So there's not a whole lot of wiggle room for so many other programs that are needed. So we're going to have to look very hard and long at each and every proposal. We always do, but I think it's going to be more scrutiny than ever this year.
All right. Let's talk about the revenue side then, because as you mentioned, the idea of tolls, also legalizing recreational marijuana, sports, gambling, all seen as revenue sources, perhaps. Your thoughts?
Well, I do think that we will see legalized recreational marijuana, and I'm not sure about tolling. I think that's going to come down to a very bifurcated program of perhaps just doing it for trucks or have a sliding scale or whatever. And as far as sports betting, I think that's going to happen.
Okay, and these are all things that the governor now, Lamont, is in favor of. Are you in favor of all three of those?
I'm not in favor of tolling. I want a lot of restrictions on the recreational marijuana and sports betting. I'm totally in support of.
Okay, and then there's a question of where the money goes, because I know when they brought in the lottery, it was, hey, we've got all this money coming in.
And it was going to just be for education, and of course it's been siphoned off for everything under the sun. So there again, if we do tolling, that definitely, now that we have the lockbox, that's where that money goes. As far as the recreational marijuana and sports betting, that would go into general fund.
All right, so you're ready to hit the ground running?
I am. Okay. I am. I'm very focused, and I'm very excited, and I'm mainly very hopeful.
All right, great. State Representative Florin, thanks very much for joining me this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.
Bye. That's State Representative Libby Florin usually joins me the first Thursday of the month. She switched with State Representative Steve Mesker. Next Thursday will be State Senator Alexandra Bergstein will join me at 7:51. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:56.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans.